just want to thank you for your presence tonight. You know, it's just good to be part of a church and a fellowship of people where they don't mind and want to have the services during the week. You know, I know of churches right today, they've been 10, 12, 15 years, and they ain't even had a revival. And some churches that I know of, I mean, they've told me. They said, we ain't had nobody baptized. Use the baptism pool in so long they can't remember when. That's sad. That's really sad. But I'll tell you, it's going to come a day when they're going to have to give an answer to what they had done for the Lord. You know, He's done so much for us, but yet we can't do just a little bit for Him. And I don't understand it. And I don't really do what I need to do for Him. But I do thank Him for saving me tonight here, just for a few minutes tonight. It's going to be just for a few minutes because I really don't feel all that great tonight. I mean, I failed one day last week and kind of done a little more damage than what I thought. But I'm here and I know the Lord is going to bless it tonight because we're not going to allow the devil get in the way of doing the Lord's work. But here over here in the book of Colossians, then we're going to be going back to the book of Philippians. That's going to be one book back. But over here in the book of Colossians, chapter 4 in the book of Colossians. And I see what time it is. It's about 9:45, 9:50. Whatever. And I know sometimes I get carried away, especially in my prayer. I just want to just talk to Him and talk to Him and talk to Him. I talk to Him all day. But I know the Lord's going to bless tonight. I really do. But it says up here in Colossians chapter 4, it says, Master, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Now the first master right here says masters, speaking of more than one master. And it says give unto your servants. Now, I believe, don't hold me that down to it, but I believe what he's speaking about the individuals that's on the face of this earth that are masters over their flock, animals and everything, but it says, Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. The second master did not have a S on it. So it's speaking of one master. And that's the master that is speaking of God. And it says in verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mysteries of Christ, for which I am also in bond. It says we need to consider our prayers. We need to consider one another's request when we go to the Lord in prayer. As far as our own prayer, we don't need to really focus on that, because we've already talked to God about our own request and our own prayer, because we've done it time and time and time again. But when somebody else comes up and speaks out a prayer request, then they are the one, their request is the ones that we need to focus on. And we need to focus on it, and we need to go to God with it. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Now, as we go to the Lord in prayer, we must also, before we get through praying, we need to thank God for the answer in prayer, because we know that God's going to answer it. It may not be the way that I want it answered, and the way he answered may not even coincide in what I asked him for. But he answers it not for the very moment that I'm in, or the very moment that you are in, or that you're going to be facing tomorrow. But he answers the request for the long term. See, because he knows what's going to happen next week. He knows what's going to happen next year. Nothing happens and it's a surprise to God. Even all the with all the things that's going on now around the world with ISIL going around murdering people just because they had an individual to give them the orders just to go and kill people and tell them that you go and kill people, and then you blow your own self up. And they'll put bombs around them. They'll have dynamite strapped to them, have bombs strapped to them, but yet they're listening to another individual. Do you honestly think that God is surprised about any of that? I don't. Nothing happens that God did not know about it before it was ever planned. You say, well, why did God allow it? God didn't allow it. God give each one of us, each living soul, he give us a choice. And his choice that he gives us is one to either serve him or reject him. And if you reject him, then what you're going to do is evil. You're going to bring about things upon people that a follower of Christ would not do. But that goes back up to verse 2. Continue in prayer. You say, well, preacher, how in the world can I pray going down a highway? How can I pray going down a highway? And I got tractors and trailers. They going up beside me and all that. How can I pray? Nowhere in God's word I have found that tells you that you must close your eyes and pray. Nowhere in God's word it tells me that you have got to bow down and get down on the floor on your knees and everything and pray. Some people will say when you come to the altar and if you get on your knee, you're just humbling yourself. I look at the humility part of it in a different way. I believe when an individual starts praying and praying to God, they're humbling themselves then. You will humble yourself when you're in prayer. Why? Because you're seeking God. You're not seeking man, but you're seeking God. We must remember that we don't have to shut our eyes and pray. It's a whole lot of times in the past, and even today, right now, I don't do that much driving. Well, my wife does a whole lot of the driving now. And I let her because I really get a little on the nervous side myself a little bit. And I don't want to hurt nobody. I really don't. But in saying that, if I got behind that steering wheel, and if I started driving, that does not mean that I cannot talk to God. See, that's what prayer is. Prayer is just speaking to God on someone else's behalf, or maybe on a behalf of something that is bothering you or something. We don't have to close our eyes. The only thing God wants us to do is just talk to Him. That's what prayer is. That's the only way we can talk to God. It's through prayer. And that's what prayer is, just speaking to God. Does God speak to me in an audible voice? No. I've never heard God speak to me audibly like you speak to me. But every time I get in and read this, He speaks to me. That's the way God speaks to us as individuals. It's through His Word. Because, see, if we don't get in His Word where He can speak to us, then we don't know what to do. Because I don't know about you, but my little finite mind, as small as it is, I can't comprehend any of that. I cannot do any of that. I just don't have the mind. I don't have the ability to do that. But I do have not the ability, but I have the availability. I'm letting God take me as an individual, whole, just like I am, and He can use it for His honor and His glory. Because there's a difference between having ability. Yes, I can do it. I can do it. I'm able to do that. But I'm more willing to do it. See, there's a difference. There's a difference between the two, being able to do it, but then doing it with the right motive. And that's when the availability, that's when that comes in. Verse 4 says, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the times. Redeeming the times. We ought to speak. We ought to speak in a way where people can hear us. Not in a way to where we have to holler at them. But we can speak in a way to where they can understand us. And verse 2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We can be thankful this time. We can be thankful. That we have not had any terrorists come about and wanting to kill people in the city of Danville or the state of Virginia. But it's coming. It's coming. And we must do everything we can to make sure that God knows exactly whose side we are on. Speaking about that, and letting God realize whose side we're on. There's a whole lot of people today that has said to God, you know I'm your child. You know that I'm saved. I can take you to the place. I can tell you the exact time that I got saved. But God, you know, I just can't go back to that church. God, I just can't go. I've been hurt. I've been hurt by people. Am I going to allow people to hurt me to the point to where I'm not going to go to church and have fellowship with another Christian? I can't. If I did, then the spiritual man will die up, will wither away inside of me. And then the next thing you know, you'll see me at places that you've never seen me at before. You'll see me and you'll hear me say things that I never did before. Why? Because I would allow man to separate me from God. That's what they're doing. Separating us from God. I don't think anybody here wants to be separated from God. And I don't think there are people today that is in that situation ever had the intentions of going as far as they've gone. All you have to do is just dabble in a little sin. And once you start dabbling, then the next thing, you got your whole hand in it. Then the next thing, you got both hands on. And then the next thing, you got your feet. You got your, you just right wrapped up in it. Don't be like that. If I thought, and I hope and pray that I'd never get that way. I hope and pray that my mind does not get to the point to where I cannot think about God. But my prayer is, if God sees where I'm going to get in that shape, my prayer is, I want Him to take me on home. I'm going to take me on home. Because I don't want to do anything to Him. And if I do anything at all,
if I'm not in my right mind, and if I say anything against God or anything, I'm bringing a shame and reproach on Him, even though He knows what's going on within me. But honestly, myself, I would go crazy. I'd go crazy if somebody come to me and said, Donnie, I just don't understand it. I didn't think that you would ever say some of the things you said. And I said, well, what did I say? I may not know what I said. But when the words still come out of my mouth and people hear it, it will do damage. It'll either do good or do damage. One or the other. Even though that they may say, well, I know that he can't help it. I know that he can't remember anything anymore. I know that his mind is bygone. They can understand that. But what about the other people that surround him? That don't know me. Don't know the condition. Don't know my problem and my sickness. I'd rather for God to take me home and for me to stay here and say something. Because, you know, I believe that that's going to have consequences on somebody's life. And what comes out of our mouth, whether we do it spiritually or whether we just do it, we've got to be mindful. I can remember, I'm going to close with this. I can remember a lady that I loved. She's gone on now to be with the Lord. Now, if you're ever talking about a saint, a true Christian, she was one. She was one. That was my mother-in-law. And I miss her today. I miss her and I miss my grandmother, because both of them was. They had wisdom. They knew what it was all about to being a Christian. But in later on in life, when they got to the point that they were sick and they was bedridden, they really didn't know what they were saying. We'd go to the nursing home
my wife, she leaves the nursing home crying because her mother was didn't know her. Thing about it, she knew the Lord. And the moment she took her last breath, the most beautiful smile come on her face. And it had been a while since we'd seen that smile. But you know, we can get in there fixed one day. We need to be mindful in what we say. Let our children know. When we start getting to that point in our life, let our children know what we believe in and how we believe. Oh yes, may already know. But I think we need to sit down and talk to them. Let them know once again. We need to be thankful people. I'm so thankful today that I've had an opportunity to come this way and to meet you. Because when I say this in my prayer, and when I say it anytime, I believe it within my heart that I am looking at some of God's choice individuals. And when I say that, I'm saying it from my heart that you are, that God can depend on you. Think about that. And this is what, now you may say, I wish I'd have said that. I believe that in my heart. That the God of heaven, that created all of this that we see, in here and outside, he sees that he can depend on you. He can depend on you. You know why? That I believe he says that and he thinks that. It's because God knows that within your own heart that you can depend on God. It's always a two-way street. I used to be somebody, I want this. God, I need this. I need this, God. Look, God, I've got to have this. No, I don't need nothing. If he takes my automobiles away from me, I don't need them. If he takes my home away from me, I don't need them.
All he'd have to do, if he just supplied me a good old cardboard box, well, I could just get under and get out from the rain. If that's the way he wanted me to live. That would be all right. Because I depend on him. I depend on him. I don't depend on anything that I can do. But I can't do nothing. It wasn't bad ahead, and eyes closed. And as we pray, our Father, we want to thank you, Lord. Once again, Father, where we can come this way. And Lord, there's some things that you showed me and you spoke to me about. Father, I've knew it all along, but some of it I had forgot about. And Father, my prayer is that you just help me to stay true to you. Because I need you. I need you more today. I need you more tonight, right now, than I need you this day. Father, we love you and we thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.